Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Boy with the Perpetual Nervousness, a Memoir, by Graham Caveney, read by Jonathan Cowley. How dangerous is the acquirement of knowledge, and how much happier that man is who believes his native town to be the world, than he who aspires to become greater than his nature will allow. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein. When my pen leaks, I think awry. And who will give me back the good ink of my schooldays? Gaston Bachelard, The Poetics of Reverie. She says things like neural pathways and emotional processing, and some success with veterans from the Vietnam War. She says things get frozen, shelved, not properly digested. There is a bagatelle behind my eyeballs. She says, follow my finger. I follow her finger. It is pulling back the spring on the pinball machine in my frontal lobe. Recall the scenes, she says. Recall them as though they're on a video loop. Got that? Video. You can control what happens. You can pause or fast forward or rewind. It's a black and white movie, loosely autobiographical, based on actual events, as the blurbs always put it. I am playing me. Typecasting, you might say. I am 15 and I have bad skin. I have bad skin and I have long hair. My hero at the time was Jim Morrison from The Doors, and I reckoned that on a dark night, in a fog, at 50 paces, I might be able to pass for him. This was 1980. Punk had already happened, but not in that ground zero...